You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Welcome to Conversations That Heal. This is your host, Susan Jacoby. Are you curious to how living your life feeling worthy would look, how it would feel? How would it improve the quality of your life if you knew you were, without a doubt, a capable and lovable human being? Feelings of unworthiness is a habit, a learned behavior. Are you ready to discover the magnificence of you? It took me years of therapy to believe that I was magnificent. I was convinced that my life was predestined to be as my abusers trained me. I found out that I was wrong, and they were definitely wrong. I also discovered that the thoughts they put on me to control their shame, to justify their shame, was most likely how they thought about themselves. Realizing this, that I was magnificent, was the best gift I ever gave myself. Under the wrapping of that gift came knowledge that I was the one in charge of how I lived my life now. No one else, period. If you're in a situation where it is more dangerous to your physical environment or your body at this moment, the gift is your awareness to the trap that you are in. Be smart about your next move. Create a plan, whether it is a physical plan or a mental plan, that you can think about your actions before executing them. Like so much I discuss on Conversations That Heal, awareness plays a critical role to your outcome. Be aware of how much worthiness controls, or the lack thereof, your life. Do you know what that looks like? For years, I didn't even know what being worthy would look like. What I have learned is that it looks like this. You are worthy to how you want to live your life. Does that mean you are entitled to live a life that will have negative consequences on others? I can't answer that for you because I'm not you. I can answer it for myself. Absolutely not. That is not how I choose to live my life. It also means that you are not allowed to be negative or hurtful because I asked the question. I'm only asking you to support you in finding your gifts. What you do with your answer is not about me. You are not restricted to living your life as you were taught in your childhood. Your adult life is designed by you. You are the only person who can control you. Try controlling your spouse. It's impossible. It will only lead to resentment. We are given the gift of free will. What we do, think, and feel is controlled only by us as adults. You are worthy of self-care. It took me years to believe that I was entitled to self-care, to put my needs first. To tell you the truth, I didn't even know I had needs. Forget about if I was entitled to them or if I was worthy of receiving them. As a mom, I have a tendency to put my children's needs ahead of mine. I think that is very common for a lot of us moms. But like the airlines lecture before every flight, you must put your oxygen mask on first before helping others. If it's hard to think about that, think about how if you're exhausted, how capable are you in helping someone else? Along with worthiness comes entitlement. I remember the first time I heard that word, or that I was able to apply it to myself, that I was worthy, that I was entitled. To tell you the truth, it took me months to remember the word. Forget about applying it to myself. In the dictionary, entitlement is defined as the fact of having a right to something. Are you curious to how that might show up in your life, being entitled to something? I was very curious. I started with the basics, like being entitled to drink water. that shows you the power of unworthiness. As a child, somewhere, somehow, I picked up the message that I wasn't entitled to even a glass of water. Whether that was the actual case, that I wasn't entitled to it, doesn't play as big a role as my belief, and therefore my actions, to how it played out in my life. I want to take a moment to share my book, How to Love Yourself, Hope After Child Abuse. It is available on Amazon in Kindle and paperback form. The book touches on topics common to all survivors. And my intent in writing the book was to support survivors by letting them know that they are not alone and to remove the stigma and shame surrounding child abuse. Visit Amazon to pick up your Kindle or paperback copy. Feelings of unworthiness can contain feelings of betrayal, abandonment, shame, and/or isolation. Awareness to your feelings of worthiness include feelings of love, both giving and receiving freely, confidence in knowing that you are magnificent as you are, history, mistakes, and all. Allow yourself to be aware of that inner voice filling you with those unworthy thoughts. I invite you to listen to it intently, only this time, do it without judgment. First, that takes the power away from the thought that it has over you. Pretend that you are a TV reporter whose job is to pass along a story. That will help you in taking away the power that those inner voice thoughts can consume you with. And secondly, it gives you space, if only for a minute, to notice that it's not even your voice. When I practice this tool that I'm sharing with you, I realize that it wasn't my voice. The more you allow yourself the space to dissect that voice, the more you give yourself the gift of explaining where those unworthy thoughts came from. Feeling unworthy can easily become a part of your lifestyle. The practice of awareness of your thoughts, feelings, and actions is critical in breaking this toxic habit. Whether you believe me or not doesn't change the universal law that every single one of us are worthy of abundance and love. Like you choose plants for your garden or cut flowers for your table, at some point you need to make the decision to what words are dictating your life. Notice how many times a day, an hour, even 5 minutes, your inner voice is feeding you messages of unworthiness. Consciously reframe the words that contribute to your pain. Write down words and sentences that will fill your soul with worth. Don't know what to write? Ask a trusted friend. Ask your therapist. Ask your coach. Or simply sit quietly and use this as a time to search your heart. It already knows that you are worthy. The bottom line is that you are worthy of living a life of peace and joy. I've given you some ideas to consider. Think about how those tools can show up in your life. Remember, awareness is key to designing the life you choose to live. Awareness to your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Please contact me at conversationsthatheal.com if I can support you on your healing journey. Leave a comment on Blog Talk or iTunes to support me in reaching listeners who are also in search of living a life of peace and joy. Remember, you are a lovable and capable human being. Thank you for listening to Conversations That Heal.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.